Lieutenant Mandela, 2024 to 2389 AD. Quick and dirty. I was looking at my platoon sergeant, Santesteban, but talking to myself and anybody else who was listening. Yeah, he said. Gotta do it in the first couple of minutes or we're screwed tight. He was matter-of-fact, laconic, drugged. Private Collins came up with Halliday. They were holding hands, unself-consciously. Lieutenant Mandela? Her voice broke a little. Can we have just a minute? 1 minute, I said too abruptly. We have to leave in 5. I'm sorry. Hard to watch those two together now. Neither one had any combat experience, but they knew what everybody did, how slim their chances were of ever being together again. They slumped in a corner and mumbled words and traded mechanical caresses, no passion or even comfort. Collins's eyes shone, but she wasn't weeping. Halliday just looked grim, numb. She was normally by far the prettier of the two, but the sparkle had gone out of her and left a well-formed, dull shell. I'd gotten used to open female homo sex in the months since we'd left Earth, even stopped resenting the loss of potential partners. The men, together, still gave me a chill, though. I stripped and backed into the clam-shelled suit. The new ones were a hell of a lot more complicated, with all the new biometrics and trauma maintenance, but well worth the trouble of hooking up, in case you got blown apart just a little bit. Go home to a comfortable pension with heroic prosthesis. They were even talking about the possibility of regeneration, at least for missing arms and legs. Better get it soon before heaven filled up with fractional people. Heaven was the new hospital rest and recreation planet. I finished the setup sequence and the suit closed by itself, gritted my teeth against the pain that never came when the internal sensors and fluid tubes poked into your body, conditioned neural bypass, so you felt only a slight puzzling dislocation rather than the death of 1,000 cuts. Collins and Halliday were getting into their suits now, and the other dozen were almost set, so I stepped over to the 3rd Platoon staging area. Say goodbye again to Mary Gay. She was suited and heading my way. We touched helmets instead of using the radio. Privacy.